Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host. Every time. Yeah. Do I bore you? Is that?
I think it's your intro. Your intro bores me.
That's fair.
Anyways, hi everybody. I'm Ron.
We're on the third issue of this Swamp Thing story arc. Issue number 45?
Yes. 43, 44, 45. Yep.
Yep, there we go. So I could just look at the page.
I was past it.
So yeah, I didn't want to go back. if you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last two episodes. And this one, I mean, we can get through it. This one actually pretty quickly. It's these two couples going to a haunted house, alleged haunted house.
And while they're heading there, this guy's telling the story about these two guys that were shooting themselves to death.
Was he actually telling the story?
Yeah, that's what's going on. Like this right here. This is the dude in the back that's got the suit on. Which they're using some. What was the gun called?
Chamberlain. I meant to look that up to see if that's a real gun.
Give me just a second.
Or you can continue. Well, only because the story sounded so similar to the Winchester story. What was her name? I think it was something Winchester. That she built a house and
Sam
kept...
Sam Dean.
No, not that one. she kept building... She had to build a house and was told by, like, a bunch of soothsayers and mediums that if you stopped building your house, the ghosts will get you. So, like, she kept building this house and kept adding on to it until the day she died. And there are doors that lead to nowhere, stairs that just end in a ceiling.
Chamberlain American Standard Rifles and Shotguns.
Okay, I guess it's real. Well, I mean, I knew Chamberlain, but I didn't know the story behind it, if that was true or not. But that's basically, if you guys know that tale, which is, I wish I could remember. I think it is the Winchester Mansion. I think Rose Red, the book by Stephen King, was loosely based off of that.
I've never read it.
I've only seen the made-for-TV show.
Was that in like the 90s or something?
Yeah, oh God, yeah. The only Stephen King I've read is Dark Tower, and I love it.
I've read Pet Sematary. I've read The Shining.
And, oh, nice.
And I read the first book of The Dark Tower and hated it. So.
Yeah, see, it's fair. I love the whole series. That's
Well, I don't know. Gunslinger just wasn't my cup of tea.
And that's fair. It's understandable. Since we're talking about other things, not to say this issue was boring. It just reminded us of other things. Like, so, yeah, these two couples are going to this house to just...
This picture right here when they parked the car, I literally thought they wrecked the car into the tree and they were getting out.
It does look like that.
Because I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, they're sitting there on the road and then they just like swerve off.
Sudden,
and
not,
like...
Yeah. No, they're going to this house, the...
Mansion.
Pretty sure that had a actual name for it. It's basically the house that, like I said, Chamberlain family built. Same situation. The house had to keep getting built. That's why the story of like the nails banging. I think they told them that if this stops, the ghost will attack
or something like that.
But yeah, like that story in the beginning is these two gunslingers who are dead. They keep firing and killing each other and firing at each other. That's going to play later.
Yeah. So while these people are walking into this house, like, there's two couples. And the one guy from one of the couples and the girl from the other couple keep flirting back and forth.
Oh, they're not fucking.
Yeah. And like, I mean, the guy who keeps flirting's actual girlfriend, you can tell that she's uncomfortable with the whole situation. Wife. Oh.
Yeah, no, they're married. Both sets are married.
Gotcha. You can tell she's very uncomfortable with the whole situation. And then the other male that's there is just kind of quasi-oblivious to what's going on.
Yeah, he's very, like, submissive to her. What ends up happening is they get into the house and they start... That flirting gets a little more, like...
Intense.
Yeah, and they all... Those two go running off, and then the other two are just like, well, I guess we better go chase after them.
But that's happening, you know.
But they all ended up separating. Like they all disappeared. The one guy, what's his name?
Dickbag.
Yeah. You know what? Doesn't matter. Yeah, Dickbag works.
Rod.
Yep, Dickbag works.
Yep.
Rod is looking for Linda, which is the one he was flirting with. And he comes across, he thinks he comes across to her, but turns out it's this ghost of this dead lady.
And he finds out by, well, sticking his hand through the hole that was shot in her head.
Yep. As she is basically sucking him off.
Yeah.
Basically, Dan Aykroyd style. He gets freaked out and goes running away and runs through this door.
Oh my gosh, he does the Looney Tunes out the door that has no, like, stairs or anything underneath it. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, I mean, he's at least in really bad shape. But yeah, he's dead.
Linda, the other one, the one that was flirting, and like I said, these two are definitely fucking each other because they're purposely trying to get away from those guys so they can bang somewhere in this house. She comes across those two cowboys that were firing upon each other.
Well, what's left of them?
Yeah, I think one is just a waist.
One, and then the hand is sitting on the ground shooting up.
Yes, which is awesome.
Yeah.
She turns around to go out and she gets kind of manhandled by a bunch of,
men. Ghost things.
What does it say? She falls unconscious to these guys who basically surround her. And then the other one, what's Judy, I think her name is.
Yeah. Something like that.
She finds this cabinet in the middle of this room.
That goes to Narnia.
Well, maybe, because she opens it up and there's a bunch of buffalo running at her. And she's like, she closes it real quick. She's like, well, that's impossible.
Well, that's just weird.
This is stupid.
And then she stands right in front of it.
Yeah, as she's standing there, the buffalo come running out and
trample her to death. Yeah.
Like, it was just, how weird is that? You're dead.
And we should probably mention beforehand, this David, who was the other guy that was there.
David, that's his name.
He does the whole, like, knocking on wood thing. At the beginning,
he's very superstitious,
and he's like,
"Probably saved his life."
He's like, "They say that knocking on wood was supposed to summon, help for you or luck or something like that." I can't remember exactly what he says, but
I mean, it works because as he's wandering through, he ends up in this room with all of these Indians or Native Americans, with holes in their heads, and he runs out of there. The entire time he's searching for his wife, Linda.
Yeah,
he runs out of there, runs into this bathroom with these other dead guys, and then finds another family of dead people wandering around, and then runs into Swamp Thing.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, thank goodness, you heard, you came, you're here to save me.
Yeah, and he has a breakdown. Just breaks down right there, and he just kind of stops.
He freaks out. Swamp Thing's like, oh, I'll go take care of this for you.
Yeah, he finds Linda, drags. Takes him back down to... he
drags her outside.
Yeah. And then he ends up
banging the hell out of this table.
Yeah.
And scares all the rest of the ghosts away because the banging. They needed the hammer, you know.
And it worked out. As soon as, like, both Linda and David are out, Swamp Thing is just gone. Linda kind of lets slip that she's been fucking Rod
for months, I think a she while. Says, or something like that.
And David's just like,
he's utterly shocked.
Okay, I guess. Swamp Thing runs into Constantine finally,
which I think, well, this would be where Constantine said he wanted to meet him.
Well, he didn't say meet him. He said to be go there. Down.
Yeah.
Go down this way. You have to be. And that's your final stop before the finale.
Yeah.
Never at any point mentioned that he was going to be there.
True.
It just kind of happened. But he also had brought Ben and... Ooh, what was this guy's name?
Jerry.
Frank. Ben, if you remember, was the... You say Jerry?
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's. Anyways.
Nice. Ben was the kid...
Delivered with his mom, right?
Yep. Back, what, I don't know, how many issues ago?
Yeah. a handful of issues ago.
And Frank is a new guy. I don't remember Frank.
I don't remember Frank either.
But they are.
He looks like he belongs to the Village People.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, especially later on when we see him with the vest Judy. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's. This is just more of his cohorts that are going to help with what's
going
to happen.
Whatever this big plan is that yep. he's got going on.
And then we go back to David. This is the epilogue. And he's buying himself a Chamberlain, and he's going to surprise Linda, the bull in the face.
And the sound of the hammers must never stop.
Yeah.
Bum, bum,
bum. I mean, I don't blame him, but fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more of this Swamp Thing story.